We are called to assist the earth to heal her wounds and in the process heal our own. Indeed, to embrace the whole of creation in all its diversity, beauty, and wonder. Wangari Maathai. While science may lead you to truth, only imagination can lead you to meaning. C.S. Lewis. We must abandon arrogance and stand in awe. We must recover the sense of the majesty of creation and the ability to be worshipful in its presence. For I do not doubt that it is only on the condition of humility and reverence before the world that our species will be able to remain in it. Wendell Berry. Evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould declared, "We cannot win this battle to save species and environments without forging an emotional bond between ourselves and nature as well, for we will not fight to save what we do not love." As one of the younger species inhabiting planet Earth, we humans have embarked on an epic journey to redefine our relationship with the natural world. Our journey begins with the cognitive science breakthroughs that are revealing the impact of nature on our behavior and emotions, and expands outward to encompass a compassionate way of coexisting with non-human species and the air, soil, water, minerals, and ecological processes that support all life on the planet. Since we have gradually forgotten the importance of nurturing our emotional bond with nature, we're in a new epoch of remembering. Native peoples, such as the Salish from the Pacific Northwest, embrace a state of mind where we use our hearts to live by and to help the power, beauty, and magic of nature flourish. In more recent times, environmentalist Rachel Carson reminded us that it is not half so important to know as to feel, emphasizing the importance of our emotional connection to nature rather than relying solely on our intellect. Biologist E.O. Wilson expands on our emotional connection to nature through the biophilia hypothesis, which describes our innately emotional affiliation to living organisms. And marine biologist Wallace J. Nichols promotes our emotional bond with nature through neuroconservation, focusing on developing a conservation strategy rooted in our neurological responses to nature, especially water. As Nichols points out, it's time to drop the old notions of separation between emotion and science. Emotion is science. All of these ecological visionaries show how we need to rekindle our feelings about nature and blend our scientific breakthroughs with our emotions. Recent cognitive studies, aided by technologies such as the CAT scan and the fMRI, have shown numerous physical, behavioral, and emotional benefits from being in nature. These include being healthier through reduced stress, blood pressure levels, and risk of cancer, and being happier, more compassionate, grateful, and creative. But more important than what we take from nature is what we give back.